This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Zachariasen. Basalt's town council voted Tuesday to adopt a resolution to declare Basalt a, quote, safe harbor for immigrants. Reporter Wyatt Orem watched the meeting. Wyatt, was this necessary or was it really just symbolic?
I'd say symbolic. Basalt officials want people to know that they care about them, although I should say that all but one Basalt official voted yes to adopt this resolution. Mark Kittle abstained. Remember that this is coming on the heels of a few executive orders issued by President Trump. One of them calls for a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border and a crackdown on what are called sanctuary cities.
Safe harbor, sanctuary city, what's the difference?
So a sanctuary city is actually kind of an umbrella term. Broadly, they're places that are thought to not comply with federal immigration authorities. One thing the executive order asks for is for more collaboration between federal and state law enforcement.
So does that mean that Basalt is violating any sort of law then?
No, I wouldn't say so. This is a pretty emotional topic at the town council meeting. Let's listen to Mayor Jackie Whitsitt.
Immigrants, whether documented or undocumented, just give me a minute. They are our friends. What you do when your friend is threatened is you stand beside them, and that's what this is about.
This is really just a friendly gesture towards the Latino community. When we talk about law enforcement, it's really the counties that have a lot of the authority in this regard because that's where the jails are. For example, Lou Valario, he's Garfield County's sheriff. At the end of February, he wrote about his stance on immigration enforcement, and he's very clear about his personal opinions. He basically says anybody who's in the country illegally and commits a crime should be deported. But he's also very, very clear about what he can and can't do as a county sheriff. Colorado law enforcement's not going to go around arresting pot shop owners, even though pot is a violation of the federal narcotics law. And so in the same way, they're not going to go around arresting undocumented people because that's a federal issue.
It should be noted that Basalt is the only government in the valley that has taken this position. So when we think about sanctuary and people who are about to get deported, is there really a place, a sanctuary where they can go?
Yeah, there is. Churches. ICE has a policy of not going into what they call sensitive areas. So there are a few churches on the Front Range, actually, that have people in sanctuary, meaning these people are living a kind of odd form of house arrest until their stay of deportation is granted.
Thanks, Wyatt.
Thank you, Zach.